This segment's brought to you by CombatTheFat.com. Discover how the advanced strategies of the U.S. military inspired the revolutionary weight loss system that's been proven to burn fat 288% faster than anything else you've ever tried. Enlist for your fat-burning mission now at CombatTheFat.com.
Hi, it's Jeff Anderson, and welcome to the next module for 101 Sneaky Weight Loss Tricks. Look, if you want to lose weight, you know that you have to move. If you don't move, it's like you're in hibernation. Your body just packs on the pounds, particularly around your waistline. The bottom line is that you have to fit fitness into your daily schedule, or you're going to be overweight and sick. That's just the way that it is. Exercise is the best way to control obesity. It's the best way to control stress, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and other lifestyle-related illnesses. And if you can work out outside, even better. Your body needs as much fresh air as it can get. Don't get trapped into using the excuse that you can't work out because you don't have a gym membership. There are several things you can do on a daily basis that will help to kickstart your body into losing weight, and there are several exercises you can do on your own to lose weight in the comfort of your own home. Now, here are some great tips for increasing your activity and getting more out of your exercise program. Tip number 51, 3 days of 30-minute exercise will help you maintain your weight. But you need at least 3 days of 45 minutes or 4 days of 30-minute exercise to really begin losing significant amount of weight. 5 days a week, even better. Tip number 52, talk to your body. Now, when you've worked out for a considerable amount of time, you'll start receiving signals from your body. So each day, take 5 minutes of quiet time and sit someplace comfortable. Close your eyes and bring your attention inward into your body and open yourself up to what it's telling you. You'll be amazed at what you hear and the conversation you'll be able to have. Listen closely and be ready to take action on what it's telling you. If it tells you that you're training too hard, listen to it and take a break. But if it tells you that what you need is a giant piece of chocolate cake, gently remind it that there's a time and a place for small splurges. Now, tip number 53. Work out early in the morning before breakfast if you can. When you exercise, you stimulate your metabolism long after your training. By training in the morning, you can burn more calories throughout the day. And if you're doing cardio, try doing it before breakfast and you won't have to burn through your elevated blood sugar levels from the meal that you ate before, and you can start tapping into body fat as your primary fuel source. Tip number 54, buy a headset for your telephone. If you can walk around while talking on the phone, then do it. Just strap your cordless phone to your hip and your headset on your head and pace around while you clean the house or just roam around your house or apartment. Pacing actually helps you think, and you'll get a good workout in if it's a long conversation. Tip number 55, park as far away from the entrance as possible. When parking in a mall or at work, don't search for the closest space to the door. Park in a safe place at the farthest end of the aisle so you have to walk farther to and from your destination. The extra 2 minutes it will take to get inside is silly when you think about how hard you've avoided it in the past. And over time, you'll burn more fat from just this little bit of added activity in your day. Now we're going to talk about how to actually use television as your personal weight loss coach with the next few tricks. Tip number 56. Best case scenario, choose just one or two shows that you must see during the week and make this the only time you turn on the television. The only other option would be a news program. However, you can usually get all the news that you need in 30 minutes or less. But let's get really creative here. Tip number 57, watch more comedies. Now, Japanese researchers found that when test subjects watched a 40-minute comedy show while others watched a 40-minute boring lecture, the comedy watchers' blood glucose levels were much lower. The researchers theorized that laughter alters brain chemistry in such a way that either slows down glucose entering the blood or increases the muscle's assimilation of extra glucose. Tip number 58, for your comedy shows, choose a situation comedy with a laugh track. Clear a spot in the living room for your body, and every time you hear the background laugh track triggered, do a single push-up or crunch. Now, over a 20-minute show, you're likely to get in about 20 to 30 repetitions. Work your way up to 2 reps per laugh track, and then 3 reps per, 3 reps per lap track, and then see how high you can go. And finally, tip number 59, for non-comedy shows, train during the commercials. When it's commercial time, drop down and do as many push-ups as you can until you can reach exhaustion and can't do any more repetitions. Feel free to do them on your knees if you can't do that many push-ups. That's fine. Now, for the next commercial break, do as many sit-ups or crunches as you can until you reach exhaustion. Now, continue switching back and forth until the show is over, and this will give you anywhere from 4 to 6 training sets while watching your show. Tip number 60. Use the stairs instead of the elevator or escalator. Now, these are great conveniences, but they make us very lazy. In fact, I don't know whoever designed moving stairs. That's kind of as lazy as you can get. Also, depending upon how many flights you have to take up, taking the stairs can actually even be quicker than waiting for an elevator to open up and then stop at every floor to let every other passenger off. Tip number 61, when you are using an escalator, walk up them as if you were taking the stairs. The same thing goes for those moving platforms on the at the airport. They're not there to save you from all that pesky putting one foot in front of the other nonsense. They're there so that you can walk twice as fast as normal to reach your gate quicker. But if you're not running late, avoid them altogether. Tip number 62, do cardio training after your strength training. Now, a lot of publicity has gone into demonizing cardio as ineffective for weight loss. These claims are false, and most of them were started by gurus who were selling their own exercise programs. Cardio burns body fat and should be part of any weight loss exercise program. Now, for the best results, complete just 15 minutes of low-intensity cardio immediately following a higher-intensity activity like weight training. The weight training will actually break down the body fat as potential fuel, while coming in with the cardio directly burns it off to get rid of it for good. Tip number 63, expand your walking perimeter. Yes, there was a time when people didn't have automobiles and people had to walk to their destinations. If work or the grocery store is not far away, consider walking there or riding a bike instead of jumping in your car. It may take you longer, but you're getting your workout in at the same time. Tip number 64, hide the remote control from yourself. Remote controls are also evil when it comes to losing weight. If you didn't have a remote, you may not even turn on the television, which means that you could find more active things to do. But get up and change the channel if you don't have a remote, or go for a walk instead of watching TV. Tip number 65. Your kids are going to thank me for this one. Do your own fetching. If you need something from the kitchen, the TV channel change, the mail or newspaper from the driveway, walk and get it yourself instead of sending the kids. It's not going to hurt you to add a little bit of walking to your day. It's going to do wonders for you. Tip number 66. If you take public transportation, get off a block before your stop and walk the remainder of the way. Now, this is a good way to squeeze in a walk before and after work or on the way to another destination. Tip number 67. Suck in your stomach and tighten your butt when you walk. Now, walk properly, but do your best to keep your stomach tucked in and clench your butt cheeks. The combination will work the part of your abdominal muscles that keeps your waist tight and thin. Tip number 68, become a yogi. Yoga is a great way to lose weight and reduce your stress levels. Yoga teaches you how to control your muscles, and by reducing the stress, it also helps you defeat cortisol imbalances in your body to put this fat-storing hormone in check. Tip number 69, be more negative. Now, when doing resistance training, don't just let the weight flop down after getting it up. Instead, mainly focus on the negative phase of the repetition. For example, that's when you're lowering your body when you're doing a push-up, or you're lowering the weight if you were doing bicep curls. You're fighting gravity. Now, one recent study showed that subjects who took 4 seconds for the negatives increased their body's natural growth hormone levels by almost 4,000%. Now, since growth hormone helps build muscle while freeing up fat from your cells to be burned off, this technique will help you get better results in the same amount of exercise time. Tip number 70, take the stairs 2 at a time instead of 1 at a time. This causes you to have to exert yourself more and increases your heart rate and fat burning. Tip number 71, kick fat's ass. Take up a local martial arts class or a cardio kickboxing class to burn more fat. A recent college study found that the combination of kicking, stretching, punches, and calisthenics raised heart rate by 80% and burned about 300 calories per half hour. Plus, no one's going to mess with you in biker bars. Tip number 72, play competitive sports. Sports are a great way to get in shape, and it's often much more fun to work out with someone else who's in a competitive atmosphere. You'll also be more driven to push yourself, and you'll burn more calories. Tip number 73, this is the vacuum trick, and it's a killer one. First thing in the morning when you wake up and you're lying in bed, exhale while pulling in your abdominal muscles like you're trying to suck your belly button all the way to the back of your spine. Hold it and contract for a 10-second count and then release. Take a 5-second breather and then repeat this procedure another 3 times. This is going to wrap up those core abdominal muscles nice and tight like you're strapping on a girdle and train your muscles to give you a slimmer waist. In fact, it's not unheard of to lose at least an inch from your waist in 30 days or so. Tip number 74, ambush your abs. Most people would like to target their abs and get rid of the fat that's hiding them on their stomach. Unfortunately, we can't spot reduce, right? Or can you? Well, recent studies are evaluating exactly where mobilized fat is coming from when it's used for fuel, and there's evidence that it's coming from the muscles that are performing the exercise. Now, while it's not likely to provide any major results, try doing short bouts of low-intensity cardio, like 5 minutes of jogging, and then combine it with resistance exercise for your most targeted area. For example, if you're trying to get rid of ab fat, jog on the treadmill for 5 minutes, then drop down and do a set of crunches. There's no conclusive evidence yet that this works, but it can't hurt. Tip number 75, banish man boobs. Gynecomastia is a very embarrassing condition for overweight men, and it's caused by excessive levels of estrogen brought on mostly by the added body fat. Weight training is a major weapon in getting rid of the extra chest fat. One exercise combination that's proven to work very, very well is to first do a set of parallel bar dips that works your lower chest, followed by a set of dumbbell pullovers, which works the upper chest. Switch back and forth between the two exercises for a total of 4 to 6 sets on chest day in the gym, and you'll attack your chest muscle from both ends. Now, this is going to give you better shape to your chest while stimulating natural testosterone to combat your overly high estrogen levels that help form those embarrassing breasts to begin with. Tip number 76, massage your partner. You can exert yourself a little bit, and at the same time, you will be able to compliment them on the weight that they've lost if they've been working out with you. And it's also a great way to keep the spark of intimacy alive, which is a perfect lead-in to tip number 77. Sex burns fat. Okay, I'm going to get a little bit descriptive and risque with you here, but stick with me here if you want to, okay? Look, on average, you can burn about 150 to 300 calories during sexual intercourse. But different positions can actually increase the number of calories burned. So, if you're a man, opt for the missionary position where you're on top, but periodically raise your body up in the air as if you're doing a push-up, so nothing is touching the bed except for your hands and your toes. Now, with your arms only slightly bent, just dip your pelvis down to move in and out of your partner. Not only will this work your chest, abs, and glutes a little harder, but it will shift your body position farther up on your partner, and your thrust will now directly rub her most sensitive spot down there. This is guaranteed to drive her wild. Okay, women, now it's your turn. Take control and get on top. Hold on to your partner's hands for balance and crouch over him with your feet on the bed. Bounce up and down in this position, and you'll be working your glutes, your legs, and believe it or not, your abs all at the same time. But a word of warning here. Men are stimulated visually, and the view that you're going to be giving him from this position is likely to throw your partner over the edge too fast. So, here's a little bonus tip to help him hold out and allow you a longer workout. Light a candle scented with Lily of the Valley. It's been shown to help a man achieve longer staying power.